I am Nikayla Tenise, your host and your new audit bestie. And today we're going to dive into something I truly believe is foundational for a healthy love life, which is dating yourself. But before I want to hop into that topic, I am currently not home. I'm in St. Louis. I've been in St. Louis for about a week now. I literally have been trying to make sure I stay consistent. So I brought all of my equipment. I did everything I could think of to make sure I can deliver this podcast by tomorrow. So while I'm traveling home, this podcast will be out. So yes, I have been on vacation, but not really on vacation. I've been spending time with my family, but no break from the podcast. That's called consistency, my friends. Let's stay on top of our stuff. And I know that this episode is going into the new year. We know that the new year is on Wednesday, I believe. And I'm not really talking about anything to jump into the new year. But I just wanted to say before I hop into this topic that I think the biggest thing that you will want in 2025, especially making all these goals, is to stay consistent, whether that's like a 1, 2, 3 step, whether you're taking your time to get from there. Like, don't make big goals and not make great consistent steps. So that's my little advice for January 1st. But let's get back into what we were saying. And I was saying that I truly believe for a healthy love life, to build that foundation, you have to love yourself, but date yourself. And yeah, you heard me right. Not waiting around for someone else to validate you and not seeking your worth through someone else's eyes, but learning to love and value yourself first. So if you're in your 20s, figuring out who you are and what you want out of your life, relationships, and let's face it, yourself, this episode is for you, my dear. We're going to be diving into why dating yourself is so important and how it just leads to better relationships in the future and the steps you can take to really start this journey of self-discovery and self-love. So let's start with the big question. Why is dating yourself so important, especially in our 20s? And I believe in our 20s, we're often on the go, figuring out our careers and our friendships and our passions and, of course, our relationships. And it's easy to think that our identity is shaped by those around us, our friends, our partners, and even the society we live in. But here's the truth. Before you can even truly know what you want from someone else, you need to know that you need to know what you want from yourself, right? You can't pour from an empty cup. Dating yourself is about getting clear on who you are and what makes you happy and what your boundaries are, whether that's in relationships or work or just life in general. If you don't know who you are first, how can you know what you need from a partner or what kind of love you deserve? And how can a partner love you if you don't know how to love yourself or you don't know how to teach them how to love you? And that starts from within and within ourselves. And the thing is, a lot of us have been conditioned to seek external validation, whether it's approval from like family, our peers, and like our potential romantic partners. We often base our sense of worth on how others perceive us. But what happens when you just stop looking outside for validation and start building it from within? You become more secure, more confident, and ultimately more attractive. And not just to others, but to yourself, really. Like, think about it. When you're clear on your needs, desires, and limits, you're less likely to settle for unhealthy relationships or lose yourself in someone else's world. You become whole on your own. And when you're whole, that's when you attract people who are whole too, who add addition to your life. So if they do leave, it's not like, oh, they're subtracting something from you, because you're already whole. You're already one whole thing. So let's say you're on board with the idea of dating yourself, right? Oh, Nikayla, how do you even start? Of course. I got a few tips to help you kick off your journey. And my first one is getting to know yourself again. And when I say again, I literally mean again, because like I told you, we are always on the go. We are always on a run. We tend to neglect figuring out who we are. And in our 20s, it's just a mix of a lot. We're learning. We're growing. It's not always so stable that we start to like different stuff and we start to hate different stuff and we start to change it up. So, like, my first steps is to rediscover who you are without any outside influences. Oh, you know, Tasha loves this, so I love this. You don't love that. Yeah, Tasha loves it and you adore Tasha for loving that. But you don't love that. I mean, if you do, you do. But at this point, let's say you don't. How do you know what I'm saying? This can be as simple as asking yourself questions like, what do I really enjoy on my free time? And sometimes this question is a very hard one because you're like, well, dang, I really. You ever have somebody be like, so what do you do in your free time? And you're looking at them blank as heck because you're like, girl, what do I do on my free time? Exactly. That's how you know that's a big indicator that you need to start dating yourself again because you don't have any hobbies. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, I would say, like, start picking up things. I started off by researching a lot of stuff. Like, what do people do in their free time? Like, what's a good idea? People are like, I read. I go to coffee shops. I go to museums. I go to movies. And I just started doing those things. And the more that I like those things, I started branching out to find things that was the foundation of that. And then started doing activities that would lead to that, you know? What makes you, here's another question. What makes me feel truly alive? Like, what do you get a kick out of? Like, what's an enjoyment of you that you're like, yeah, I like this. I'm gonna keep doing it. And then I would say, what are you passionate about? But also, what drains you? So you can stay away from that too. So, like, what am I passionate about? Let's say you are passionate about poetry. Start writing again. And then take yourself to some poetry slams. Now, that's a hobby. Now, that's something that you could take yourself solo. Get you a little drink. Listen to other people talk about poetry. And that should spark something in you. You're like, okay, I'm going to go home and write me like 3 poems this week. You know? Take some time to reflect and reconnect with your interests. And yes, it might feel a bit awkward at first. Especially if you've been used to hanging with friends and being in a relationship. But don't let that stop you. This is your time to explore the things that make you, you. My next little step is set boundaries and stick to them. The part of dating yourself means protecting your space. Setting boundaries is about making sure you're taking care of yourself emotionally, mentally, and physically. You deserve respect, not just from others, but from yourself. And I think boundaries is a really clear indication of respect for yourself. I really do. And some of us have a hard time setting those boundaries. But you got to remember, if you're not setting boundaries with yourself, you're disrespecting yourself. So let me say it again. If you are not setting boundaries with yourself, know that you are disrespecting yourself. So whether it's like saying no to things you don't want to do or just setting time aside just for you, boundaries help you keep your self-worth intact, okay? So do not be afraid to say no to some things. Do not be afraid to say no to yourself. You in that shopping cart, you trying to buy something from Target knowing you don't got the money for it? No. But you know what you can do? Save enough money aside and be like, hey, by the end of this week, I'm going to give myself a little treat. I saved enough money to buy that. And that's also a little solo, I wouldn't say solo dating, but that's solo loving. So that's very much solo loving. The next one I will talk about is cultivating self-compassion, because it's so easy to be hard on yourself, especially in our life where comparison runs rampant. I have an episode talking about comparison. I'm really excited to talk about that. But like, comparison runs rampant on social media, but self-love is about showing, got me a little alarm, you guys. But self-love is about showing yourself kindness and understanding. So when you mess up, whether it's in your career, relationships, or just life in general, treat yourself with the same compassion you would give a friend, okay? And remember, self-love is not about perfection. And I think I preach that a lot. Like, we are not perfect, okay? So don't really strive for perfection. Strive for quality. Strive for consistency. Like, those are the two things that matter in our 20s to me. Perfection, you're never going to get that. It's not a real thing. Like, I don't believe it is. It's about growth and understanding that you're worthy as you are. So practice affirmations or journaling can really build up your confidence. And I'm not really a journal girl, I'm gonna be honest with you. Not a journal girl, but I'm an audio girl. Hence as to why I have this podcast. I love talking. And I'll talk into a mic before I write anything down. Or you know how we, I just want to rant. I'll pick up this mic and just rant to myself and then keep the audio. So it's like a little audio journal. And that's the same thing you can do with your phone if you have like the little like audio on your like phone. You just have to remind yourselves of your strengths and your values and everything that makes you unique. A next one I would like to talk about is you have to learn how to enjoy your own company. I think one of the best ways to date yourself is to take yourself out on solo adventures, you guys. Go see a movie alone. And seeing a movie alone is a game changer. I'm going to tell you why. Go to the movies. Make sure you got your money, okay? Go to the movies. Get you your favorite snacks, right? A movie date, you don't even need a partner. People always talk about how like, oh, you know, on the first date, he took me to the movie. That's the worst date to take someone on if you want to get to know them. But this is the best date to take yourself on because you don't have to talk to no one. You're watching a movie that you was like, oh, I'm interested in watching. You have your own snacks. And honestly, it's quiet. You don't have to say nothing. Nobody. It's not awkward. You're not tensing up. You're not worried about what people are thinking because everybody's worried about the movies. So if you want your first solo date to be anything, go to the movies. It's a great solo date. Take yourself to a cafe. If you've been dying to try one, get you a book, get you some coffee. Travel solo dating. Oh my gosh. Travel like tripping. Travel tripping. I'm weak. So solo tripping is really fun. Really fun. You're in a whole new city. Now, I wouldn't say make that your first thing to do. Build yourself up to the solo traveling first. So take yourself on a few dates to really experience who you are and then try it out. And you let me know how that goes because it feels good to travel alone and do everything you want to do alone. You don't have to worry about anybody else but you. And you get to interact. If you're a social butterfly like me, you get to interact with other people. And I do that all the time. Like if I'm going to a museum and I see we're there and we looking at the same thing, I'm going to say something. Or if we at the club or we're at like a bar, I'm going to say something. And that's kind of how I sometimes make a few of my friends. Like I'm just quick to be like, oh, you know, I like talking. So like this is just that's a really good one. And when you do things solo, you begin to appreciate your own company. And that's when you realize you don't need anyone else to feel whole. I'm telling y'all, you are already whole on your own. Other people just add to it. And if they leave, it's just a subtraction of them, not a subtraction of you. Because you're already whole. Remember that. My last one, you have to let go of the fear of loneliness. I always talk about alone, but never lonely. Okay? It's two different things to me. Like you are alone physically, but mentally, and you're never lonely. I know being alone can be intimidating, especially if you're used to always being in a relationship or surrounded by people. But here's the thing. You're not actually alone when you're dating yourself. You're developing a deeper connection with your inner self. And once you learn how to enjoy your own presence, you'll never feel truly lonely, you know? All right. I do want to talk about something I feel like is very, I think that's fearful. That's why a lot of people don't solo date because of this. And it's just, you have to stop seeking validation from others. I have to keep preaching that because that's a really big one I've seen in our little community. This is something a lot of people struggle with, especially in your 20s, when, like I said earlier, everyone's looking for approval, whether that's from your friends, the social media likes, or relationships. But I want you to really think about something. If you're constantly looking for external validation to feel good about yourself, you're putting your worth in the hands of others, you see? And that's a dangerous game to play. Why? Because not everyone is going to love or approve of you the way you want them to. And if your happiness is tied to others' opinions, you'll always be chasing something that's out of your control. The key to breaking this cycle, you have to validate yourself first. This means acknowledging your own strengths and accomplishments, accepting your flaws and imperfections, and releasing the need to have everyone around you approve of who you are. You can't rely on the approval of others to feel worthy. Let me say this again. You can't rely on the approval of others to feel worthy. Your worth is for you. Something you can always count on, no matter who's in your life or not. So start giving yourself the love, appreciation, and recognition that you deserve. It starts with you every time. Every time. Every time. So, I sounded like a mom. But I have to get that out because I know someone needs to hear that. I know someone does. But I do want to talk about the benefits, the long-term benefits of dating ourselves, especially starting now. We talked about why dating yourself is important and how to get it started and why should you stop seeking external validation. But here's the big question. What's the payoff? What's the payoff? What are the long-term benefits of this? Well, one, you're going to have better relationships in the future. When you know yourself, you know exactly what you need in a relationship. You won't settle for anything less than what you deserve, and you'll be able to communicate your needs clearly. And this leads to more healthier, more fulfilling relationships in the long run. Number two, it increases your confidence in your independence. As you continue to date yourself and build your self-love, you'll feel more secure and independent, and you won't feel like you need someone else to complete you. Like, well, we talk about the holes and the additions and the subtractions. Yeah. The confidence will make you feel even more attractive and be more attractive to potential partners. Yes. Number three, a strong sense of self. At the end of the day, dating yourself helps you build a stronger and more authentic version of you. When you're at peace with who you are, it becomes easier to navigate all areas of your life, whether that's your careers, your friendships, and more importantly, those romantic relationships we've been trying to get into. So before we end today's episode, it's time to go into our new segment of the season, which is Open Mic. I have one person that wanted to get their piece out, and I'm going to read it. And so this week's open mic question was this. What might it look like to date yourself in a world full of external validation? And what advice would you give someone who is trying to build a loving and fulfilling relationship with themselves? My one person who chimed in for me, thank you so much. Her name is Ronnie from Nashville, Tennessee. She says, you have to set a time for yourself to do something that brings you joy and peace. And she also said one thing that she has been doing lately is just setting intentional weekly dates with herself. So, Ronnie, I thank you for that advice. And I hope the PMP community can take that and run with it, of course. Because if I'm saying it and if Ronnie's saying it, then you know. Ain't no lies being told. And that wraps up our episode for today. Remember, dating yourself isn't just about being single. It's about creating a foundation of self-love and self-worth that will carry you through all areas of your life. If you're in your 20s, this is your time to really get to know yourself, figure out what you want, and make sure you're bringing the best version of yourself to every relationship, starting with the one you have with yourself. If you want to keep the conversation going or share your pretty much moments, find me on social media at Pretty Much Podcasting and Nikayla XO on Instagram. I'd love to hear your stories, your struggles, and of course, your triumphs. Life is pretty much a journey best shared, so I thank you for sharing a piece of your day with me. Until next time, on Pretty Much Mondays, take care of yourself. I'm sending you all the love. This is Nikayla Tenise signing off. Bye. This is all the love.